Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Today, we're going to share with you on the subject of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy. This prophecy is the most important time prophecy in the Word of God. This is because it's declared the timing of the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. All the Jews were continually looking for the coming of the Messiah throughout their history. This prophecy declared the work that the Messiah would accomplish in his first coming, but it also declared the time period of God's dealings with the Jews in Jerusalem, which relates not only to the first coming of the Messiah, but also to the time of his second coming. Daniel and Revelation go together, and they bring the revelation of end time events that occur prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. It is important that we understand this prophecy. If there's been a misunderstanding of this prophecy, there will be error regarding end time events, including the timing of the Great Tribulation. This prophecy further reveals the judgments that came upon the Jews in Jerusalem because of their rejection of the Messiah. If we're going to understand this prophecy, we begin in Daniel chapter 9. We see in verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. He says, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So here we see in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel declares in verse 2 that he understood the prophecy of Jeremiah regarding the 70 years of desolations of Jerusalem. This is the period of time when the Jews were taken captive to Babylon for 70 years. This occurred beginning in 606 BC until 536 BC. And then Jerusalem was destroyed and they were taken captive to Babylon. The prophecy that he was referring to is recorded in Jeremiah in chapters 25 and also in chapter 29. In Jeremiah 25, in verse 11 and 12, it says, this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations. In Jeremiah 29:10, we see further, it says, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good work toward you in causing you to return to this place. So in this prophecy, Jeremiah declared the Jews would be taken captive by the king of Babylon. They would be there serving him for 70 years in Babylon, and the whole land would become a desolation. He said after the 70 years of captivity, God would visit the Jews again and deliver them from captivity, and then they would be able to return to Jerusalem. Well, this came to pass exactly as God said in 536 BC, when the Jews were set free from Babylonian captivity by Cyrus, the king of Persia. Now, the reason for the Jews' captivity in Babylon was because of their disobedience to God's word, as we see in Leviticus chapter 25. It says in verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. In Leviticus 25, here's where God commanded the children of Israel that they could only sow the field for 6 years, then they had to let it rest the seventh year. The seventh year of rest was for the land a Sabbath unto the Lord. Well, the Jews obeyed this when they had the prophets ruling over them, but there were 490 years during the reign of the kings of Israel that they did not obey this. Because of their disobedience, they were punished and sent into captivity, and the land became a desolation. Because of the 490 years, if you divide by 7, that's 70 years. That means 70 Sabbath years that they failed to keep the Sabbath rest of the land. And so they went into 70 years of captivity. Daniel understood this, and he was seeking the Lord in prayer about this matter. If we read through Daniel 9, chapter 3, on through verse 19, where he was making his prayer, we see that he was confessing their sin, their iniquity, their wickedness, their rebellion, the fact that they had departed from the precepts and the judgments of God. And he spoke of their refusal to obey the prophets. He confessed their confusion of faith because of their sins. At the same time, looked to God's mercy and forgiveness in spite of their rebellion. He confessed their disobedience to walk in his laws and acknowledged that the curse was poured upon them because of their sin and their disobedience. He spoke of the judgment of the great evil that came upon them, and he also spoke of their refusal to pray and turn from their iniquities after the evil came upon them. He declared how God was righteous in bringing the evil upon them because of their disobedience, and how because God brought them out of Egypt and they'd sinned and done wickedly, he was praying for God to turn away his anger and fury against Jerusalem and his people in spite of their sins and iniquities of their fathers. He appealed to God to have mercy and hear his prayer and shine his face upon the sanctuary that was desolate. And he asked the Lord to hear and forgive them for the city and the people who are called by his name. Then in verse 20 to 23, while Daniel was speaking, Gabriel, the messenger angel from God, suddenly came to him, and he gave him understanding, speaking to him Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy. Let's read this prophecy. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. It says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks, the street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. In looking at these verses, it's very interesting that Daniel's prayer spoke of the things that are spoken of in this prophecy. He spoke about the Jews and their sin, their iniquity, their transgression, the curse of desolation, righteousness, and judgment. And what do we see in verses 24 to 27? It speaks about Jerusalem, the Jews, sin, iniquity, transgression, desolations, righteousness, and further judgments of desolation. Daniel was surely perceiving the truth about the Jews and Jerusalem and God's dealings with them, evidenced by what he was praying. And then when Gabriel came to give Daniel further revelation regarding the Jews in Jerusalem, he showed them about the coming of the Messiah and the work that he would accomplish. Now let's begin and look at verse 24 in detail. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. We see it begins with 70 weeks. Now what are we talking about when we talk about 70 weeks? A week is a Hebrew idiom which means a period of seven. So it's talking about 70 weeks would be 70 periods of sevens. In speaking of these periods of sevens, it could mean many things. We have the 7 days of creation. We have the 7 months of the feast of the Lord. We have the 7 years of the working of the land, with the last being a Sabbath rest. We see there's 7 sevens of years and the 49 years that led up to the 50th year of the year of Jubilee. We see the 7,000s of years and the 6,000 years from creation up to the final 1,000 years in the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. So what period of sevens is spoken here? Well, it's obviously not days or months, as that time period would elapse quickly and would not fit the prophecy. Instead, it's speaking of a period of 7 years. This is speaking of 490 years. It's important that you know that there have been cycles of 490 years in the history of the Israelites. There were 490-year cycles from Abraham to Exodus, from the Exodus to the Temple of Solomon, from Joshua to David, from the kings to the Babylonian captivity. And prior to being ruled by the kings, Israel was ruled by the judges. And as we mentioned, the prophets made sure that the Jews obeyed the commandments of God. But now, when Israel wanted a king to rule over them, and God, of course, let them have their desire, the kings began to rule in 1096 BC. They did not keep all the commandments that were required to them by God. course, we pointed out that they did not keep the Sabbath rest of the land on the seventh year. Because of that, they went into 70 years of captivity in Babylon. Daniel, being aware of these 490-year cycles and why the 70-year captivity came to pass, Gabriel came and revealed that there was going to be another 490-year period of time in God's dealing with the Jews in Jerusalem. In verse 24, he says the 70 weeks are determined. The word determined in Hebrew means it's decreed, it's determined, it's marked out, it's set. This means the fact that these 70 weeks are marked out, determined upon the people and upon the holy city. That's talking about the Jews and the city of Jerusalem. So he's speaking about 490 years decreed, marked out, determined regarding the Jews and the holy city, Jerusalem. And then it gives six infinitive phrases. These phrases were to be fulfilled within this 490-year period in God's dealings with the Jews in Jerusalem. And the statements made could only be fulfilled by Messiah, which was Jesus Christ at his first coming. Now, these phrases were fulfilled in his first coming, as you will see. The first one is to finish the transgression. In this phrase, the Hebrew word for finish means to finish or put an end to. The word transgression means the violation or breaking of law, lawlessness, or rebellion. So transgression is known to be the breaking of the law. And the result of the transgressing of the law was the curse being poured on the Jews, as Daniel had previously stated in his prayer in Daniel 9:11. Well, in order to put an end to the transgression or the lawlessness, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, had to come and bear away the transgressions on the cross. That's exactly what he did, as it says in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 and verse 8. It says, he was wounded for our transgressions. And in verse 8, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. This reveals that Jesus was wounded, stricken for the transgression of the Jews, as well as the transgression of the whole world, and he fulfilled this clause of finishing or putting an end to the transgression by Jesus Christ on the cross in his first coming. The second phrase is to make an end of sins. To make an end means to finish, complete, or to bring to a conclusion. Again, only the Messiah could do this. And we see again this was accomplished on the cross in the scriptures. Isaiah 53 verse 10 says, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Hebrews 9:28 says, Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Hebrews 10:12 says, this man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. And in 1 John 2:2, it says that he's the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus offered his soul in one sacrifice for the sins of the whole world to make an end to sins. So he fulfilled the second one. The third one is to make reconciliation for iniquity. In this phrase, the Hebrew word for make reconciliation means to make an atonement. This is exactly what Jesus did on the cross. Isaiah 53:5, he was bruised for our iniquities. Colossians 1:20, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. In Romans 5, verse 8 and 10 and 11, it says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, and by whom we've now received the atonement. What did Jesus do? He took our iniquities, making atonement so that you and I could be reconciled to God. This was accomplished again in the first coming of the Messiah. As I close the program today, I have a book on this subject called Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy for $6 postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please give us a call at 602-279-5212. Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy, $6, postage paid, 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.